Well, hello, welcome to the Profit Express. I am Tim Healy, and you're invited to join me each week as we have some amazing entrepreneurs and business leaders and experts share their insights, share their knowledge to help you win the battle for business each and every day. We do it right here on the Profit Express. Thank you for being on board. Thank you for listening. Now, while you're on Facebook, you can follow the show at the Profit Express page. Give us a like, a thumbs up. Let us know what you thought about today's show. Guests you'd love to hear on. And you can also follow me in the show on Twitter at Radio Tim Healy. That's at Radio Tim Healy. Welcome aboard. So if you are a startup, small business owner, or an entrepreneur, here's my question to you. Would you rather have customers or a loyal community of fans? Now, I know that you would much rather prefer a loyal community of fans each and every day. I mean, who wouldn't, right? But the real question is, well, what do you do to find them? And more importantly, how do you engage with them? Well, today's guest has figured out both the importance of identifying ideal customers and how to turn them into raving fans. He is Rob Cressy. He's the founder of, get this, I love the name, Bacon Sports, which is a sports content and social media marketing agency that helps brands engage sports fans. I mean, think of how smart, think of the genius behind combining bacon and sports. I mean, right there in that one name, you have what two of the top things most people love, the absolute most, bacon and sports, right? So it's a pleasure to welcome aboard the Profit Express, Bacon Sports founder Rob Cressy, as he shares with you the secrets of turning your customers into a community of raving fans. Rob Cressy, how are you today?
I am doing absolutely amazing. Thanks for having me on the show, Tim.
No, it's my pleasure. You and I first met last year at a podcasting conference, and I think we actually just sat down next to each other at a lunch table and started chatting, and I just love what you're doing, and I knew I wanted to have you on the show, so I'm glad we were able to make it happen.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I really enjoyed your company.
Thank you. So let's talk about this first. This is what I'm interested in. When did you realize that the marketplace needed Bacon Sports?
I realized it my entire life because this is my dream. My dream was always to work in sports and be creative. So 7 years ago, I quit my digital advertising sales job. Things I said to myself, I would regret it for the rest of my life if I didn't give it a shot at making my dreams happen. Quit my job and started Bacon Sports. And what better thing to go all in on than two of the greatest things in life?
So then, you're a digital marketing sales rep working for some company, and then you ask yourself that critical question, you know, I don't want to look back in life and not having taken the plunge, right?
Yeah, you can be great at something and not love it. And for me, I was very successful at selling digital advertising. The thing is, I didn't wake up every day looking forward to slinging banner ads and text links. And I continually heard, follow your passion. And I knew for me, I love all things sports and I love creating. And I knew I could be great at it. It's just in my bones. And I was willing to go all in, burn the boats and make that happen. And that's what I've done.
Awesome. I love the energy and the passion for what you do, especially on the Profit Express. So let's talk about this. This is something interesting. How would you describe the difference between a customer and a community of fans? What's the difference?
A customer is straight transactional. A community of fans has a heartbeat. They're loyal. They look forward to hearing back from you again. And the reason this is so important right now is with the way this digital world has evolved, virtually everything out there has become a commodity. You can buy anything you want from virtually anywhere and have it at your doorstep in a day or less or a week or less. Because of that, we have never had more choices for what we want to purchase or the brands that we can be a part of. So you say, how in the world do I stand out in this sea of sameness? And the way that you do it is by building a community of people where you say, listen, we are like each other. We want to provide value for you. And we want to make sure that you know we get down like you get down. And you say, what are the ways we're going to tell this story? What are the ways that we're going to engage them? Because a community, they're there with you. That when you hit them up and you talk to them, they talk back. When you do a transaction, they don't talk back to you.
So in part, there's been, you know, because of digital, because of, you know, Amazon and the like, it's just way too easy to get whatever you want, to get it delivered the next day, and you kind of fall into a sea of sameness, I think was how you said it.
Yeah, 100%. And I don't think it's just products. It can also be services, because there's very few things out there that are a unicorn where you're like, oh my God, nothing else like this exists. So you have to give people a reason to want to care about what you do.
And well, you know what? And that's why I have you on. And if for nothing else, I can hear, and it's a pleasure to have somebody with your passion for what you do on the phone, you know, and as a fellow entrepreneur, somebody who also burnt the boats a number of years ago, I respect what you're doing. I know what you're doing. So that's important, because you know what? There's a lot of startups who listen to the show. There's people who are thinking of becoming an entrepreneur. Maybe they just started. Maybe they're getting, you know, their head kicked around. So to hear a success story from somebody like you is certainly makes for some great radio here on the show. And again, today's guest is founder of Bacon Sports, Rob Cressy, and he's going to be sharing the secrets of how to turn your customers into a community of raving fans. So then, how do we do it? Let's get into some of, you know, some of the strategy and some of the thoughts of how can the typical small business who has, you know, a database of their customers, how do they turn them into people, a community of fans who get juiced up and excited about what it is, the product or service that you sell?
So I really believe that there's three parts to this. There is the strategy, the mindset, and then the execution of it. So I believe one of the biggest area where not just small businesses, but brands of all sizes fail is that when they look at their marketing, their social media, their content creation, it's very easy to take a spray and pray approach. I'll do it when I feel like it. I'll do it when I get to it. It's something that there's no structure to it. And oftentimes, people and brands believe the simple act of posting a piece of content means that they are done with the content creation or community building process. Because they'll say, Rob, I posted something on Facebook. It's not my fault that no one engaged with me. And the answer is that it's completely incorrect. Because would you build a house without a blueprint? Because I certainly wouldn't.
Right.
So why would you do the exact same thing with your content creation, your social media marketing? And certainly, if we believe that engaging with your customers and consumers is something that is of importance, well, if something is so important, why wouldn't you take a day, an hour, a week to say, what is the strategy in which we are going to engage with them? So then you have to really map out and say, all right, well, what are the various ways that we can engage with them? So what are the different channels that we can do it? How can we do it? And what is the cadence in which we are going to do it? Because oftentimes you're going to hear, but Rob, we don't have enough time, resources, knowledge. Welcome to everybody. No one's just sitting there as an entrepreneur that's like, my goodness, I just got done with my to-do list.
Yeah, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. I've got nothing to do today.
Right, exactly. I get it. So you really have to say, all right, in order for me to be to build a better community, adding structure is actually going to save you time, it's going to increase your quality, and it's going to increase the volume of it. You know why? Because when you know what to execute, you don't have to sit there and think to yourself, what do I do for my post today? And I know there are so many people listening right now that are going to say, holy smokes, that's me. I don't know what to do with social media, and today I haven't done my post, and I don't know what I'm going to post. It is way easier when you get strategic and you think to yourself and you say, all right, what are we going to talk about as we are doing our social media messaging and community building? And one area where brands fail so significantly is they're like, well, I've got social media, so that means I'm just going to tell everybody to buy what I'm selling all the time. Mm. So they go, buy what I'm selling, buy what I'm selling, buy what I'm selling. Well, guess what? Let's flip it around to you and I. Do I care about what you're selling? The answer is no.
Right.
Because once again, there's a million things everywhere. So now you have to say, all right, what are the reasons someone's going to look forward to hearing back from us again? So what I really like to do is when I create a strategy with a brand, I look at the things that really matter to them. What is the story that we're going to tell so that as a brand, you're not just one note? And here's really an actionable tip that a listener can take. Mm-hmm. I recommend that in your messaging, that no more than 20% of it is promotional or buy what I'm selling. Because other than that, you're just inundating people with something that isn't value-driven. And this gets to the next part, the mindset of building a community in your social media marketing. So if we're not just throwing out to everyone, buy what we're selling, buy what we're selling, then what in the world do we do? So the reason that people and brands work with us mm-hmm. is because we connect with fans. We don't just market to them. And what we always do is we put ourselves in the shoes of the customer first. And the beautiful thing is with a company like Bacon Sports, who better to help brands market to sports fans than a company of creatives that are sports fans?
Right.
So by definition, the companies that work with us are marketing to us. So we would ask ourselves, well, what would I want to see? I certainly wouldn't want to see 38 messages that say buy what we're selling. Instead, I would like to have a variety, a mix. So some of it could be specifically the brand. Give me behind the scenes. Give me a look into your brand story. Who are the founders? What are some upcoming promotions? Inspiration is actually something that works on a very simple level. If you say, how do I create more content? All right, how can you as a brand add some positive vibes to your community right there? And then you can say, what can I do to add some thought leadership and knowledge so that really I like to say, mm-hmm. can you inspire, educate, and entertain your audience? And if you have that mindset of doing that and be value driven, how can I help? How can I help? How can I help? So just imagine this, Tim, you go and you say, Rob, I'm going to have you on my show every day for the next month. I'm going to be like, holy smokes, Tim is the most helpful person in the world. What do you think I'm going to do when you then come to me and say, Rob, and I've got this awesome thing that you can buy? Now I'm a little bit more likely to do that because you've helped me so much to begin with. The exact same thing works for marketing.
And if you're just tuning in, today's The Profit Express. My guest is Rob Cressy, the founder of Bacon Sports. And he's here sharing some of the secrets of how to turn your customer base into a community of raving fans. And so far, we talked about strategy, mindset. And you said one of the third key components that a lot of small businesses get wrong that you see, Rob, would be execution.
Yeah. We don't have enough resources. We don't have enough time. And that is just an excuse. And as someone who burned the boats, who's a bootstrapped entrepreneur with zero funding, that left a six-figure job to then make $0, I started with zero resources. So everything I'm going to say, I'm no different than anybody else who started at zero.
It doesn't sound like you have a lot of patience for excuses.
Zero. Make time, not excuses. If you just remember that quote, make time, not excuses.
Sure.
And with this, you say, all right, Rob, I'm on board with everything that you're saying. Now, how do we execute this? Well, first of all, if you have the strategy, boom, you're in a good place right then. Then you say, all right, well, we've got two options. Do we hire someone to help us do this, or do we learn how to do this ourselves if we don't know how to do it? For me, I took the route of learning how to do everything. Some people may say, I'm going to go hire people. But what you just need to do is realize that one is always greater than zero. Creating one post is always better than creating zero posts. So what you start to do is you say, all right, let me look at all of the different channels and ways that I can engage a community, whether it's every social media platform, newsletter, video, live streaming. And then you just say, all right, what's the cadence in which I can do this comfortably? And at first, it might not be comfortably, but start by getting a plan and say, all right, can you do one tweet a day? And can you schedule that in advance? And the answer is yes. Well, I can certainly do one. Great. You can do one. How about we now do two? Boom, that's awesome. Great. Now that we've done Twitter, how about you create one video a week? One video, that's it. Yeah, because one video over the course of the year becomes 52 videos. Now, all of a sudden, you start to build momentum. And I think an area where a lot of people and brands fall into a trap is they look so far ahead without realizing the micro. What can you do to execute in this exact moment? Because if you just do one thing and take any action possible and make it strategic, that's going to be better than if you didn't. Then you just rinse and repeat, and you continue to stack, and you continue to stack, and you don't allow excuses to stop you from why you can't do it. Because here's the thing. If you don't do it, guess who's going to? I am. Your competitors are. And they are going to beat you. So you can have it for yourself. Do you want to win, or do you want me and everybody else to win? Because the fact of the matter is, you can either get ahead of your competition, or you can be behind them.
So let me ask you now, and again, today's guest, Rob Cressy, is the founder of Bacon Sports, which is, in one simple name, two of everybody's favorite things in the world, bacon and sports. You talk about strategy, mindset, and execution, which are, you know, three keys to the foundation, let's call it, of successful branding and connecting with the community of fans. Content. How important is content in engaging it? And then, so let's talk about the importance, and then, but also, how does a company go about, like, what do I use as content? Because I think video could be intimidating for some people. So how do you go about the idea of organizing and identifying what is a client's content?
So number one, how important is content?
Yes.
Extremely important. Because how in the world are you going to engage and build a community if you're not sharing things with them that give them the opportunity to engage back with you? Because there's a quote that Grant Cardone said, obscurity is your biggest issue. Not enough people know you exist. And then you think to yourself, all right, how in the world are people engaging and consuming right now? Well, it's via content. They do it via social media, via videos, via live streaming, and via podcasts. So now you say, all right, well, what are we doing for any one of those buckets or all of those buckets? And then you go and you create from that. So specific to video, I think this is one area where if brands, whether it's a personal brand or a regular brand, is not doing video currently, you need to change your tune to it, because video is only going to continue to rise in popularity. And why is it so beautiful? Because it is very relationship building. It is much more content rich. Think about this. Imagine if you saw just a tweet about Tim promoting me being on the show, as opposed to you hearing me talk right now and hearing the passion in my voice, all the way up to you being able to watch this via live stream, all the way up to you being able to see this in person. So now as a brand, so often brands don't have a brand heartbeat. I can't feel who you are, what you stand for, but I certainly can when I can hear you and I can see you and I can feel you, and even better when you're delivering value to me.
Wow, I like that. Brands don't have a heartbeat. You know, it's funny. So I'm listening to this, and you talk about obscurity and how are people getting out there. And, you know, I could tweet, as I did, your appearance on the show, which is, okay, that's one thing. But, you know, what about hearing a clip of Rob Cressy? You know, and people say, wow, this guy sounds exciting. He sounds interesting. Let me hear what he's all about. And it kind of goes to the heartbeat, which I absolutely love. Let me do this. Rob, do you have time to stick around?
Of course.
Okay, don't go anywhere. Today's guest, Rob Cressy, founder of Bacon Sports, and he's been sharing some awesome strategies of how you can take your customer base and turn them into a community of raving fans. Up next, I have to ask, Rob, what are staff meetings like at Bacon Sports? It's got to be a ride. I just can't wait to hear his take on that next. Don't go anywhere. This is Profit Express.